FM 90.3 WJTL LCBC Worship, No One Like You. God, Johnny Diaz, and Hawk Nelson. Prior to that, good morning, 7:05.
We want to let you know that our fall calendar is full of upcoming concerts, and we're looking for volunteers to join our team and help make them all happen. You can just go to thejunctioncenter.com and click on that volunteer tab to fill out an application.
Our friends Wendy and Jerry from Global Disciples hanging out with us this morning. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Great to have you both here. Jerry Meadows is with us this morning. He's Church Relations with Global Disciples. Jerry, anybody you want to say hi to?
Sure, yeah. My wife, Michelle, is probably on her way to work at Paxton Street Ministries.
Hi, Michelle. Yeah. How are you doing? Tell us about Global Disciples, Jerry.
Oh, I'd love to. Thanks. So we started a place where God's heart is that every person on the planet has an opportunity to choose and follow Jesus Christ. The rub comes where like a third of the world's population still hasn't heard about Jesus Christ in a way they can follow him.
Right.
So that's our concern, is that while many of us are talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ, 2 billion people have not heard about his first coming.
Wow.
So in order to do something about that, we empower the people closest, the church closest to the unreached people of the world, to share the gospel in a clear way, to reach the unreached that are near them. And what that looks like is followers of Christ in 50 different countries, training new believers in discipleship mission training, and then small business training so they can become self-sustaining, and then in leadership development.
Yeah.
So we have a ton of stories on our website, globaldisciples.org, and I think Wendy's maybe got a story queued up.
Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning,
Fred. How are you this morning?
I am fabulous. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah. Shout out to Silas Fulmer, who's getting on the bus for the first time today in kindergarten. My grandson.
Heading to kindergarten for the very first day. How exciting.
Absolutely.
There's sure to be pictures, right? You'll get pictures.
Definitely. I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Social media, here we come.
Yeah. You have a great story about how God is working through Global Disciples.
Absolutely. Jerry mentioned 50 countries, so pick a story, Fred.
Wow, yeah.
Wow. But we're here to talk about multi-generational engagement and discipleship. So I want to tell a little story about a friend in Southeast Asia.
Sure.
Country we probably don't talk a lot about because of security issues, but absolutely engaging in a community that has a strong Buddhist tradition.
Okay.
And he and his wife, who were unable to have children, have decided that adoption is a direction that they need to go. And they're actually adopting children that typically would have been brought into the Buddhist monastery for training and education.
Right.
That family is growing. And last I counted, about 8 children.
Wow.
And what they look at is the Christmas time of the year, because culturally in their country, it's okay to talk about Christ at Christmas time.
Interesting.
It's another festival to talk about.
Yeah.
So there, as we're sitting here, they're gearing up for their special activities where they'll be ministering as a whole family for Jesus over the holiday.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Very cool. And if folks want more information, they can visit you online.
Absolutely. Globaldisciples.org.
Coming up, we'll talk more with Jerry and Wendy. We'll find out what Go Global, their one-day campaign, is all about, and we'll tell you more details. Michael W. Smith at Switchfoot on the way with more